Welcome to the podcast! Right, so this is a very special podcast. Timmy Mallett on the show, in fact, all over the show today. And wasn't he superb? What a lovely chap. He's been down at Preston train station with Jamie, putting in a lot of hard work painting our piano. This was one of the highlights of our broadcasting career. We'll talk about this for years to come. I hope you enjoy it as much as Jamie and thousands of people on platform 2 of Preston train station did.
There's no breakfast like their breakfast, like no breakfast I know. Howell is so clever and so thrilling. Jamie is so manly and so brave. When they're both ready and so willing to become your daily morning slave. There's no breakfast like their breakfast, like no breakfast time show. So get 97.4 on the road, get Rock FM on the radio. La 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 la. No more words.
Rock FM.
Howell and Jamie's breakfast adventure.
David Guetta with When Love Takes Over on Rock FM. It's 7:19. This is Howell and Jamie.
Timmy's in the room.
Timmy's in the room. Everybody, he's here. I can't believe this.
This is
you know, you brung us up, Timmy.
Glorious morning. Here we are, wide awake.
When you used to do the Wide Awake Club,
yes.
What time did you have to get up in the morning?
Well, actually, it was lovely because I lived 5 minutes from TVAM studios.
No way.
Yeah, no. I used to send a car. And the car would take magic in his cage. And I would walk or cycle.
No way.
It's lovely.
Wow.
Nice and easy.
Oh, any tips for us on long term? Because you did it for ages,
yeah,
didn't you?
Yeah.
Ages.
How many years was it?
Squillions.
Squillions of years. Any tips on coping with the early mornings? You just
go blah!
Timmy Mallett is definitely here. Hey, will you join us on the weather blimp this morning?
I'd love to.
Because maybe you'll have more success than Jamie normally does as well. Okay, where shall we call in the world? Timmy, would you mind throwing the dart at the map this morning? There it is. Oh, I think we've hit Tunisia. I think we've hit Tunisia. Okay, I'm going to zoom in and I'm going to get a number for Tunisia. Okay, here we go. Okay, I've got one. Here we go. We're calling the Djerba Beach. Oh, here we go.
Ooh, lovely.
Nice ringtone.
Good
ringtone.
Lovely ringtone.
Bonjour. Do you speak English?
Yeah.
Hello, my name's Howell. This is Jamie.
Hello.
And this is Timmy.
Bonjour.
We're
ça va bien?
Yeah.
Can you speak French, Tim?
Oh, très bien.
Go for it. Will you talk about the weather?
Comment le temps aujourd'hui?
Can I help you, please?
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Is it what's the weather like in Tunisia?
It's very sunny.
Oh, beautiful. Sorry. And what's the weather going to be like later in Tunisia?
About 22 degrees.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, yes. Oh, lovely.
Dawning. Very hot for you.
Lovely. And can you see the sea from where you are?
You want to know where exactly the hotel?
No. Just wondering if you can see the sea now and what the weather is like on the sea.
Yeah. About 26.
26. The sea's 26.
Good. Happy birthday to the sea.
Yes.
Yeah.
Indeed. What was your name, by the way, please, miss?
My name?
Yes.
Enda.
Enda?
Yeah.
Oh, what a lovely name. That was my mother's name.
Uh-huh. No
How
way.
Nice.
Yeah,
Enda. Oh, it's a beautiful name. Tell me, Enda, did you see... have you got the full moon at the moment? Because we've got a full moon in England. Have you got a full moon in Tunisia?
Phone?
The full moon.
Phone moon, yeah.
Yes.
Full moon.
Of course it's the full moon all the way around the world, you see.
Of course,
exactly. So when it's full moon in Preston...
I can't stay for longer in the phone, I'm sorry.
Oh, you've got things to do today?
As you know.
That's a shame. Try some more French to say goodbye.
Oh, well, merci beaucoup. It's been a grand plaisir to chat to you.
Yeah,
and have a lovely day, Enda.
Yeah, Nice to meet you.
Thank you, Ender.
Happy birthday to the sea.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow, the sea is 27.
No, 26.
26. 26. I'm sorry.
Oh. 26, isn't it?
You'd be offended if I called it 27.
I love the idea of the sea being 26. I've got a birthday.
Fabulous.
Timmy, I thought you sweet-talked a view.
Yeah, you did well there. Jamie could learn off you.
Is your mother really called Ender?
Of course not.
Oh.
Don't be silly.
You had me then.
Just when you thought it was safe to get up in the morning, it isn't. Howell and Jamie's Breakfast Adventure.
Rock FM. Rock FM Travel with Lancashire County Council. We're preparing for winter. Find out more at lancashire.gov.uk/winter.
7:15, let's get your latest traffic from Timmy Mallett.
M62 eastbound in Cheshire, heavy traffic from Junction 10 at the Croft Interchange to Junction 12 at Eccles. If you're heading on the A49 Wilderspool Causeway in Warrington, traffic moving well! Exciting!
Thanks very much. Timmy Mallett is in the building, everybody!
Awesome!
This is so exciting!
You'll never forget the day Howell and Jamie stumbled into your breakfast.
Rock FM.
One Direction, what makes you beautiful on Rock FM? This is Howell and Jamie.
Hello.
And Timmy. And it is time for Timmy and Jamie to make their way down to Preston train station.
Okay.
Let's just remind everyone what's going on today. Armistice Day today. Very important day. And what... I mean, you can't say that anybody's ever done this in history. To mark the day,
yes.
Timmy Mallett is painting a poppy onto our bedraggled old piano and brightening it up. Have you seen the piano yet, Timmy?
I have seen the
piano. And what do you think of the piano?
It's a shocking thing.
Have you heard it played yet?
No,
it's even worse.
But I bet Gareth and I know that he'll get a good tune out of it.
Yes, we should have. Gareth is here as well. Hello, Gareth.
Hey.
Thank you, Gareth. Gareth is playing the piano today. I will be in the studio, unfortunately, in the warm, while these three boys head down to Preston train station. If you know someone who on their commute is passing through Preston train station,
yes,
obviously,
get them to come and say hello.
Yes, you need them to go down there and particularly ask for Jamie's autograph. Because I think he might be thin on the ground today.
No, I'll get him asked for
when it comes to attention.
I'm in the shadow of the mallet today.
No chance.
In case what happens from now on, I'm sure it's going to be a whirlwind. Timmy, we've got to say a sincere thank you for doing this.
Oh, it's a great pleasure.
It means a lot to us. Highlight of our broadcasting career so far.
Me too, to be on your show.
I don't believe you.
Right, you two, get down to Preston.
Look up! Look down! Look out! Here comes the biggest breakfast of all. Howell and Jamie's Breakfast Adventure.
Rock FM.
Jamie, tell me, what's going on?
Timmy's just given me one of his Timmy Mallett hats. I'm wearing one of Timmy Mallett's hats. Howell.
No way.
This is the best day.
And what's going on then? Where you've only just got down there, haven't you?
Yeah, technically we're working stuff out. Gareth is working on the piano at the moment. Techie Robin's doing techie stuff, and Timmy has got Pinky Plonky out, and he's wandering around talking to people. And people are coming on. Already, he's gathering people round. We're on platform two, and Timmy's working it.
If anyone doesn't know what's going on, Timmy Mallett is at Preston train station with Jamie painting our piano today. He's about to do it. Oh! I think Techie Robin's getting something working there, Jamie.
Techie, how's it going, Techie?
I can hear him appearing. This is how Scott's Robin works, everybody. This is how it works. He just appears in a blaze of glory. He'll disappear again in a minute going, it's not working anymore. There he is. Scott's Robin making his entrance. You know, tell him it's only halfway through the show, so plenty of time.
Howell and Jamie. They're the only fools to get into trouble before they've even woken up. Fools.
Rock FM.
Jamie is on Preston train station and he's about to sing the theme tune. Jamie, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, Gareth, the pianist, play it. Timmy, carry on painting. Jamie, do some singing.
This is good. And it's Timmy Melody.
Yes!
Laughing, singing, painting the way. And using his mallet. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Howell and Jamie. And Timmy is a danger.
Ladies and gentlemen, Preston train station with Jamie. It's incredible.
Howell and Jamie's breakfast adventure. An adventure 25 minutes in the making.
FM.
The script on Rock FM with Break Even. This is Howell and Jamie.
Hello.
Aileen is with us.
Hi.
And even Paul Webster has turned up early to witness this. Are you excited, Webbo?
I'm kind of toying with whether I should go there.
Oh, you should go down?
I kind of feel like I'm missing out.
You are missing out. Yeah. I feel like I'm missing out. I'm absolutely miserable at sitting
here. I'm really jealous.
Yeah.
So you may as well have fun if we can't.
Even Plankton's legged it down there. Jamie, will you please tell us what you're about to do and then do it?
It's time to do Mallet's Mallet. I'm going to let Timmy take over with his two contestants as we play a legendary game of Mallet's Mallet at a Preston train station. Timmy, all over to you.
Morning. What a great morning it is down here at Preston Station. And the piano is looking, well, a little splotchy at the moment. It's got a few problems on it. I put my Wackaday Specs on.
Oh, he's putting Wackaday Specs on. Oh.
Now there's two people with me here this morning. Who have we got?
Nicola.
Nicola, where are you from?
Blackpool.
From Blackpool. And?
Alex.
Where are you from?
Blackpool.
Wow, you come and fail. Check where you're off to today then.
Glasgow.
And you're going to...
Am I dreaming this or is it actually happening?
This is real.
It is actually happening.
Now it's a word association game where you mustn't pause, you hesitate, repeat a word or say a word I don't like, otherwise you get back in the like this. Each other into and go that's it. Well done. Okay, first word is train. Okay, train.
Station.
Carriage.
Driver.
Toilet. Toilet, you need them.
Tickets.
Yes. Inspector, yes. Yeah.
Seats.
Well done, your train's coming in, and here you go, you've got your wacky plaster. So congratulations on the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mallet's Mallet, live on Preston train station. That is incredible.
If adventure had a name, it must be Howell and Jamie.
Rock FM.
She was afraid to come out on the open, so she sat bundled up on the floor. The people what she wore. It was a little teeny weeny yellow polka dot.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to 97.4 Rock FM. You just heard Chris Brown, and now you can hear Jamie Atherton on platform 2 of Preston train station with Timmy Mallet, who is painting a poppy on our piano for Armistice Day, which is today, on Preston train station, singing Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. How did we get to this point?
And the poor little girl turning blue. Tell me, people, what she wore.
This might be my favourite moment ever.
I still don't think I've woken up. I think this is just...
Me neither.
How did we get to this? This happened because Jamie wanted to smash up my old piano at the same time that he found out Timmy Mallet is an amazing oil painter. So I said if he buys a painting off Timmy, I'll let him smash up my old piano. Timmy's paintings were very expensive. Jamie couldn't afford them. Timmy said he'd come and paint our new piano. That was the deal. And then somehow that led to Timmy being on Preston train station. Jamie?
Hiya.
Are you enjoying yourself?
I tell you what, I've just sung Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny with Timmy Mallet. I can die now.
Exactly. I don't think it gets much better.
He's up again.
This is Ed Sheeran with Lego House on Rock FM.
Tell the people what you want.
Howell and Jamie's Breakfast Adventure. The story of two men who were too stupid to stay in bed.
Rock FM.
Hello, Webbo.
Good morning.
Good morning. Shall we go live to Preston train station again?
Yes, please.
By the medium of telephone, here is Jamie Atherton. Hello, Jamie.
Ahoy, ahoy.
Hey, are we ready for the quiz?
Yeah, Tim's got his questions ready. It's a quiz about Timmy Mallet by Timmy Mallet.
Brilliant. Okay, if I win, I am going to play Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini.
Okay, and if Jamie wins, he's going to play Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini.
And if Paul wins, he's going to play...
Well, I probably should play Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini, no?
We need at least one song. There's going to be some competition.
Well, we'll have MC Hammer then.
Hammer time,
yeah?
Because Hammer, excellent. Okay, Aileen, what are you going to have?
Do I have to pick a song?
I have Itsy Bitsy.
I want Itsy Bitsy.
All right, here we go. Timmy, over to you.
Question number one. How many countries was Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini, my version, number one? In how many countries was I number one with that song?
Good question. Okay, question number two.
Earlier this year, I painted a life-size gorilla for Bristol Zoo, which was subsequently auctioned for charity. How much did my life-size gorilla sell for?
Wow. Okay. Question three?
Question three is a tricky one here because Jamie's got a slight advantage. This is about my piano, your piano, here on Preston Station.
Okay.
At this stage, currently, right now, how many poppies have I painted on the piano?
Okay, Jamie's disqualified from the quiz today.
No, he's not disqualified because, I mean, it's going to be 5 minutes to count them. Okay, so there you go, three questions. How many countries was I number one around the world with Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny?
Okay.
How much did the gorilla sell for, the kingdom gorilla that I painted? And how many poppies have I currently painted on the piano?
Let's start with the last one so that Jamie has to answer now before he counts anymore. Jamie?
Okay, I put 231.
Okay, I, Howell, have put 100. Webbo?
240.
Oh, Aileen?
I only put 80.
What's the answer, Timmy?
329.
Ooh, wow!
So does that mean Paul wins that one? 200, you got the highest, didn't you?
Yeah, 240.
Okay, Paul wins one point. Well done, Paul. Wow, that's a massive number of... All right, everybody go and look at the pictures. Facebook.com/974RockFM. Okay, Timmy, question two. Let's go backwards. Question two was...
I painted the life-size gorilla called Kingdom with a Union Jack flowing off his shoulders, and it subsequently sold at the charity auction for how much?
Jamie, what did you have?
£15,000.
I got exactly the same.
I got 10 grand.
And Aileen?
I put 8.
Oh. Okay, Timmy, what's the answer?
9,750.
Oh, yeah. So Aileen gets...
No, I got 10.
You got... Oh, Paul. Yeah. Paul gets the second one, which means... That, let's do question one.
Okay, question one. Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini was number one 21 years ago, my version. In how many countries was I number one?
21 years ago. Okay, Jamie?
12.
12. I've got 52.
15.
I've got 41.
Look, it don't sound great to me. I'll go with that. There's so many countries in the world. 12. Number one in 12 countries around the world.
Oh, thank God.
12. Good work. But I'm afraid the one person who didn't pick Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny has won the quiz is Paul Webster. With Hammer Time, it's MC Hammer. Paul, do you want to play Itsy Bitsy?
I don't mind. I'm quite happy to play it.
All right, let's play Itsy Bitsy.
Yeah, we probably ought to.
You're privileged and fortunate to be allowed to play it.
Here we go. Putting 48p into Timmy Mallett's pocket. Here is Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini.
Oh, yeah.
And what a day. Timmy, thank you so much.
He says it's a pleasure.
Good. Well done. Ladies and gentlemen, Timmy Mallett on Preston Train Station painted our piano.
Oh, yeah.
What a song. Hasn't aged a bit.
As nervous as she could be, she was afraid to come out of the locker. She was afraid that somebody would see.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what you wore.
Consider yourself awake. Consider yourself part of the breakfast team with Howley and Jamie. With thee, we bring you some harmony. Hey. Howell and Jamie's breakfast adventure.
Rock FM.